Welcome to Talks from the Bible. If ye love me, keep my commandments. John 14:15. As Jesus prepares to leave the earth, he reveals to his disciples the coming of the Holy Spirit upon them and divine guidance into the truth of God. Love of God is obedience to his will. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. 1 John 5:3. God has not commanded any law that is beyond our ability to obey. His law is for our salvation and for the fullness of joy as we live upon the earth. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Isaiah 1:19-20. Because God has spoken, we must listen and obey. The nation of Israel was commanded to keep the law which Moses had delivered unto them, so that thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Joshua 1:8. The ills of the world fall upon us when we disobey the will of God. Keeping the law of God is our reasonable service. Romans 12:1. When we obey God, we are in his favor in this life, and we will be rewarded in the life that is yet to come. Following the ascension of Christ to heaven, his disciples were commanded not to speak in his name in the city of Jerusalem. Their response to the threat was, "We must obey God rather than men," Acts 5:29. If we are going to be saved, we must obey God as we live and walk according to his will. You remember that Noah, when instructed concerning the construction of the ark, thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he, Genesis 6:22. His obedience saved his life and the lives of his family. Our obedience will save our soul. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, Hebrews 5:9. Christ taught that obedience is the delight of God. Yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it, Luke 11:28. We must have the disposition of the psalmist. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me, Psalms 119:30. His word of promise to his disciples and to us has been delivered as the guiding principle of our life. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. John 14:23. Surely all of us desire that we have our abode with God. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.